Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. We are joined by Jen Smiley, and she is the founder of Wake Up and Read the Labels and the Clean Eating Academy, which is an innovative and sustainable program that is designed to simplify your approach on how to eat clean. So hi, Jen, how are you? And like I said before we recorded, you look amazing. I love the pink.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. So we have an all-girl company here. So girl power, right? All pink. Excited about that. But I'm excited. So let's talk about reading the labels and waking everyone up.
Yes. So why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do. And I know that you're not based in New York City, but I know you work a lot with New York City clients. So we will dive into the New York aspect later, but let's just have a quick introduction.
Yeah, for sure. And I would love to let you know, Marianne, how New York actually got me. It found me. Okay.
Perfect.
So my name is Jen Smiley. I'm born and raised here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and very similar to New York. We know both what a good time is and also really good food, right? Where I fit in with my company, Wake Up and Read the Labels, and how it really applies to everyone listening today is, do you go to the grocery and do you often buy the same foods, right? You're grabbing the same chips, the same crackers, the same gluten-free bread, or you're buying something that says organic. Do you actually know what you're looking for? Are you confused? Are there too many choices? Probably the answer is yes, right? Do you wake up every morning and you feel bloated, you feel tired, you say you're gonna start a diet or you need to restrict yourself or exercise more, right? All these things are because of the ingredients in our food. So what I did is a lot of research for many years, and I actually found the crackers, the cookies, the pasta, the pizza, all the foods we love, those foods that are made with real ingredients. So I like to say that I help revolutionize the way people grocery shop. How this started out was private coaching one-on-one, walking clients up and down the grocery store saying, hey, here's the bacon with no fake ingredients, and here's the ranch dressing without the inflammatory oils and preservatives, right? And these people's bodies started to change. I was a spin instructor. And when that happens in a gym, as you probably know, with all women, everyone runs up and they're like, hey, look, we're doing the same workouts. Why are you looking so happy? Why are you looking so good today? Right. And they're like, oh, I'm eating pasta and I'm eating pizza and Jen took me grocery shopping. So now I'm taking everyone grocery shopping. And I realized I can't take the whole world grocery shopping. What can I do? So I know you introduced me and announced that I do have an online course, Clean Eating Academy, but I have something even better to help more people. And that is a monthly membership program where they're getting content, community, and things like that.
There's like so many avenues that I can dive in. So just to give you a quick background, like I'm really into like health and advocate for, it's not necessarily clean eating, but just a healthy lifestyle. And I've had my fair share of a relationship with food, tracking, ingredients, all of it. And I'm sure some of my listeners can relate to that aspect as well. And it's funny that you mentioned about ingredients because it really does just come down to it. So I remember I went to Italy. I ate pasta, ice cream. What are those sending over for pizza? Those are three things that I would never eat in New York City in one day, let alone in a week, right? Because there's like guilt. There's like, I wouldn't feel good. But when I was in Italy, I felt amazing. Like I was
amazing.
Like, what is in the food? And that's when it really hit me that I think America in general, you know, with our foods, I don't know what they put in, but that's why it's really important to be educated. And that's where, you know, your role comes in. So
yes, I guess there's different, there's definitely different regulations. So like a pack of M&Ms in the US and a pack of M&Ms in Europe have different ingredients. We are not as regulated. So our pizza and our pasta and our ice cream is making us tired. It is making us gain weight. We are just affiliating it or associating it with it's too many calories or it's fattening, things like that, right? But really it's how it's processed and what's added to it. And when you're eating all these fake ingredients, your body's only symptom, it can say, oh my God, what is this? What do I do with this? And it actually bloats and it makes you very tired. Tired, and it only makes you hungry, which is why, are you ever satisfied with, you know, one slice of pizza? No. You need more, right? You need more. And it's because of how that flour is processed and all the other stuff added into it.
Yeah, it's insane. And I know that, you know, people always say, you know, it's 80% diet and 20% fitness. And yes. So one, do you believe that's true?
Yes, for sure. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. And if you do out-exercise a bad diet, you're probably still struggling somewhere. You're either fatigued or you're having, you know, a lot of people have rheumatoid arthritis. They're having joint pain, things like that. And that's, that now is your body's symptom or sign of, hey, look, I'm still not getting the real food that I actually need.
Mm-hmm. And then I think another thing that you touch upon is just like people's perceptions of what healthy means, because I used to feel the same way. I would feel like, oh, I'm eating all these healthy food. Like, why do I not feel that great? Which then made me feel like it was normal to not feel like amazing. I'm like, no, this is everyday life. You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because you have to honestly reprogram your approach to labels, your relationship with food, and nobody teaches you that.
It's just It's actually, I like to tell people that's all I am doing is help them overcome the food industry choices. We have been we have been coded almost to read the nutrition facts, number one, all these numbers. And when you are at the grocery, you're drawn to brands, you know, right? These brands that you know are on this eye level. It's catching your attention. They have enough money to put their products at the end caps. That really works. And then you're reading things, these like stickers of approval, non-GMO, gluten-free, organic, dairy-free, soy-free, all these things. And it's making you think, okay, if it's free of gluten or it's no sugar, then it has to be made with good ingredients. But no one's actually turning the packages over and reading what really matters, reading what's important. And the ingredients are so tiny. So you do have to completely change your mindset of how you look at food. And once you can unsee all the marketing around it and focus on the ingredients, you do feel a difference. And it is instant when you start eating real food. I like to tell people, imagine going to the grocery store, okay? And you're going down an aisle. Let's say it's the cereal aisle and the granola aisle and a protein bar. What if every single box and every single package was clear and it had no writing on it, okay? Even if it's all different prices, right? Would you be confused? You would have no idea where to even start.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that goes to show you that like that marketing and that product and those colors are, we're really drawn to it.
Oh yeah, and we gravitate what's like familiar. And of course the power of advertising is insane. Yeah. So yeah.
Insane.
So I recently actually came across this TikTok video that spoke about this app called Yuka. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of Yuka, but I honestly, I don't know enough about it.
I think it's European actually. And basically you scan like food labels. It could be also beauty products. And it kind of has a rating system where it's like poor, good, excellent. And it kind of breaks down, I guess, like the quality of the ingredients. So I was just curious to know, like, if you've heard of it or if you think like that type of app would be a good way for like beginners to kind of go about using labels.
For sure. So they have a few of those apps out there and I have taken a look at a few of those, and we actually behind the scenes are starting to build one as well. It's just, I know when I do visit some of those apps, I'm like, oh, I don't 100% agree with
which,
what color light they're giving it. Right. So I mean, there's a lot of people out there, trustworthy sources, and it's really, okay, who do you jive with? Who do you relate to? Who's actually seeing transformations? And so I do know here at Wake Up and Read the Labels, the guidelines that we're showing people like, hey, look, these ingredients are good and these ingredients are not good. They are having these transformations. They are experiencing, you know, a difference in their skin and their energy and weight loss and getting off of a few of their medications or things they have been struggling with once they eliminate the bad foods. We do see that with our clientele.
Okay, so let's dive into New York. I would love to know what your relationship is with New York City.
Yes. So funny thing, I have a lot of clients in New York, but I have a lot of followers in New York too. Okay. And with my followers, I feel like one person does scream from the top of their balcony, hey, go follow, Wake Up and Read the Labels. Mm-hmm. So it did spread like wildfire there. But I had a follower send me a message, I guess about a year ago. And she says, hey, look, I was dining out at a restaurant and I was talking to the waiter or the waitress about ordering some food, giving the guidelines we give her. And she ordered, I think her dessert was like some fruit, but she asked them to put the sauce on the side. And another lady at a whole different table at the restaurant heard her order. And when the lady who ordered left, the other lady stood up and said, hey, look, I heard you ordering your food with your waiter or waitress, and I thought you might want to follow someone named Jen Smiley at Wake Up and Read the Labels. And the other girl looks at her and says, oh my gosh, I follow Jen Smiley. Yeah. Yes. And they had this like Wake Up and Read the Labels moment in New York, and they sent me messages. Hey, look, there's somebody at different tables talking about you. And it's actually happened in Whole Foods there as well. It was a mom and her little girl walking down the aisle, and they're looking at products. And the little girl says, mom, is this Wake Up approved? And another lady in the aisle says, oh my gosh, I follow Wake Up and Read the Labels too. And so I love when my followers send me DMs and they sent me these messages, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, New York has me. But
we got you.
We do. Some more ties is Jennifer Fisher. I don't know if you know her. She has the earrings.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So Jennifer Fisher actually reached out to me last March, about a year ago. And she was like, hey, look, I've been learning so much stuff from you. So I sent her our course and our materials, and her and I messaged back and forth for months. And so now she is living a clean eating lifestyle and making clean foods, and her salts are 100% clean. They're so good. But her, do you know Mally Ronkel from Mally Beauty off of QVC?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I hosted a big live event. So Mally found me as well. The most beautiful human being, so gracious, just came up to me, open arms. Hey, I love what you're doing. You're changing my life. And we're really good friends now. And then Andrea Lee Rogers, she's on the Open Fit app. She does bar workouts. She's in New York. She reached out to me as well because she's very intrigued on the clean eating lifestyle with the movement, which makes a lot of sense. But have you ever heard, let's talk about New York restaurants. Have you ever heard of ABC Kitchen?
Yes.
All right, we can dive into that menu and I can tell you some clean things to eat there, because when I did go meet Andrea Lee Rogers, we went to go eat at ABC Kitchen and the menu was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I feel like you could just read my mind, because my next question was, what are your like quick tips with dining out? I know you provide all of this in your program,
but yeah,
just like
for sure.
Quick tips, like, are there specific questions you can ask your waiter?
Yes.
Like, how do we go about that? Because that is something I personally struggle with too. Like, you want to enjoy yourself, but you also don't want to just like order a salad.
Yep. Okay. So a couple things. When you're eating clean, okay, I'm gonna make a quick analogy real quick. When you're eating clean, say 3 times a day, I don't know, 7 days a week. If you have a bad meal or a meal that's not perfect, you know, 2 nights, that's not going to break you. You might feel a little lethargic, or you might feel a little gross or a little tired, whatever, but you know how to overcome it and keep going. It's just like working out. If you work out 5 days a week and you take off 2 days, you're still going to reap those benefits, have that endurance. It's people that are not eating clean or not eating quote unquote healthy, right? And then they go and they try to eat 1 to 2 clean meals a week, expecting to have this great lifestyle, right? So first of all, don't try to go into a restaurant to be perfect because it just won't happen. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a menu, do look at the menu as a whole, as an actual kitchen, because if you see something on the salad that you don't want, but you see something on the side that could be added or something in the entree that could be added, they're very accommodating like that. So you could say, hey, you know, I love this salad, but maybe it comes with, I don't know, fried chicken or something on top. Mm-hmm. And then you see the entree has this beautiful fillet of fish. Can we put the fish on the salad type thing? But when you're looking at your, say, appetizers, you do want to make sure that you're clearly not getting anything breaded. It's best to do sauces on the side, and then steer clear of any dairy sauces. Mm-hmm. You want to look for vinaigrette sauces, things like that, because restaurants aren't using high quality dairy, and dairy can be inflammatory. So those are kind of the tips for appetizers. And then salads, you do want to make sure, like, no cheese, no fried things, and sauce on or dressing on the side. So your vinaigrette type dressings. And again, add more. Think of how colorful can I make my salad? Can I add more veggies, some peppers, some protein, things like that. And then as far as your entrees go, it's always best to find an entree in a broth or sauteed. You're looking for these kind of buzzwords, right? Mm-hmm. Just like when you look at a package, you're trying to steer clear of, or you're drawn to gluten-free and vegan and dairy-free. When you're looking at the menu, you're looking for things that say sauteed and baked and naked, things like that. That's going to steer you clear of all that fried stuff.
It's like the language of the menu.
Basically. It's totally language, right? Or, mm-hmm. hey, look, I really want the burger. Okay, well, now let's eat the burger without the bun. The bun is not high quality flour, like the kind you're eating when you go to Italy, right? It's just not, unfortunately. So, all right, I'll take the burger. Now let's add avocado and onions, and let's add peppers, and let's put it on lettuce. Mm-hmm. And then the feeling of feeling good after your meal, that drives you to keep wanting to do it. You're like, mm-hmm. I feel like I can take on the world.
Absolutely. And what about drinks?
Yeah, drinks. Oh yeah. Alcohol is a whole nother avenue, right? So a lot of alcohols are made with grains, and grains are inflammatory. It's the same stuff that is in our flour is the grain, same stuff they're feeding the cows, grains. I do say you are what your cow eats, but as far as alcohol goes, has nothing to do with milk. You do want to make sure, like, 100% agave tequila, that would be a great choice. So if you're getting margaritas, right, you want 100% agave, or some people get 100% agave tequila on the rocks with a little splash of water and lime. That's a great idea. If you're going to go for vodka, you want to look for potato vodka or grape vodka. And I bet most people don't know, but Puff Daddy has a grape vodka. its name is Ciroc. Yes. So getting your vodka from these sources are going to be less inflammatory. So when you are drinking, you know, often people are waking up in the morning, they feel like they have puffy eyes or puffy fingers, their rings are tight, or they have a headache, right? We think it's the alcohol, and sure, too much alcohol do that to you, but it's really those grains that are in the alcohol and the added sugars in a lot of it.
That's so interesting. I didn't even know alcohol had grains.
There you go. So, yep. And wine is a whole nother situation.
I know, it's a lot. So yeah. I would love to ask you, from your journey thus far, what has been the biggest challenge? Like, what is that one moment where you were like, ooh, that was an obstacle along the way?
Yeah. Okay. Do you mean as far as food or as far as business? Because those are two different
business, like you running your own business.
Okay. Me running my own. I got to tell you, running a business, there's so many dang meetings, right? I feel like I'm meeting all day. I honestly would say, and this is a beautiful, beautiful blessing, but keeping up with demand, trying to really develop a system where people can get the help they need, because that's kind of been my biggest, not struggle, but my biggest thing I'm trying to really solve. I've only been doing this, helping actual clients, for about 2.5 years. And I have grown just exponentially. And it's just because there's a huge demand for this. And like I said, I was doing the private coaching and that was fun and great, but I couldn't private coach the entire world. Mm-hmm. And then I did group coaching and then I built an online course to service more people. And now I have this kind of membership program where we're really implementing, like, the food coaches are able to talk to them and we're hosting a call and we're giving them a community. People want community. They want to vibe mm-hmm. with people that are doing the same thing, right? So what does that platform look like? How do we develop it? How do we assist it? How do we invite people to this? So that's really the main thing.
Mm-hmm. And you said you've been doing it for 2 years roughly, and yep. that coincides with the pandemic. So did that have anything to do with that? Like people just being home and maybe cooking more, or what do you see any correlation?
Absolutely. So I was a fitness instructor 3 years leading up to the end of the pandemic or the beginning of the pandemic. So I think shutdown happened like March of 2020. Mm-hmm. And my first client was October of 2019, actually. Mm-hmm. So I had like 6 months under my belt, but yes, when shutdown happened, it was like, everybody was ordering groceries and cooking at home, right? But I do also think everyone became aware of both the extra time on their hands. We couldn't go to restaurants. And also people were clearly aware of health is playing a part in how your body is handling the virus.
Right. That's, yeah. So it all worked out. It's all about timing, yes. I believe.
Oh, I am 100% a believer. It's all timing and just do what you can do to serve mm-hmm. other people and help mm-hmm. other people, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yes, exactly. When you're serving others, like everything else, because I feel like a lot of people, when they create businesses, for some people, they have like yeah. money on their minds. And of course, that's the whole point of having a business. Like you want to obviously generate income, but that shouldn't yeah. be like the first goal, right? You serve, you put it out there, and then you will attract your clients. The money will come. It's just
you will. Energy. You will. Marianne, this, I kid you not, how I never said, Hey, let me take you to the store. Mm-hmm. What actually happened was my first client walked up to me before my spin class and gave me a blank check. And she says, bring me to the grocery. And my entire class that I taught, I was just going, oh my God, what do I do? Like, mm-hmm. what do I do when I get to the grocery? How do I give this person actual service? And I could not believe she actually wanted me to help her, because I never called myself mm-hmm. a food coach. I never had a business. There was no wake up and read the label's name. There was nothing. It was strictly Jen Smiley with 200 followers on Instagram, all my close friends, right? Teaching spin classes 3 times a week. And I was just putting on my Instagram, like, here's my turkey sandwich and here's my spaghetti and things like that. And they're like, we're doing something different. Like, we're doing the same workout, but you're eating spaghetti and turkey sandwiches, and what's wrong? So that was really it. It's just, yes, I do believe if people are just out there doing a duty, what I'm doing, honestly, it's just a duty. Like people are, they're due this information. They need to know it. It is truly changing lives. I see it every single day. And so it's going to work out. When you get feedback from your clients, just like you with a successful podcast, it's like, mm-hmm. I need to keep this going because people like yes. it. And it's adding value to their lives, and you make a business out of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. And I love how like you didn't have all the answers, but you figured it out, because that's my whole thing. Like, again, with the podcast and everything, it's like, I did it as a passion project, literally did not know how to start a podcast. Didn't know what equipment. And it's like, you just figure it out. Like if you're motivated and obviously put in the work, it all, like the universe would just lay out all the stones for you. And like, I know it sounds so cheesy. People are like, okay, whatever, it's true.
When, yes, it's like you hit a vein, you start to feel it. It just, mm-hmm. it's crazy. I agree entirely with that.
Yes. Okay. So as we are now wrapping up, my podcast is called The City Confessions. And again, I know you're not located in New York, but I would love, Jen, for you to share a confession with all of us. And this can be professional, personal, it can relate to your business or has nothing to do with your business. And it's whatever you feel called to share. I know people always need a minute. Okay,
does this minute get edited out? Because it might be a minute.
Yeah,
my confession. My confession. I don't know. Give me an example, please.
No, I was going to say, so like some other questions that could help you think is like, what is one misconception you think people have of you? Or what is a fun, weird fact? What is something that you wish people would ask more of you? What is one thing you're just sick and tired of, but you don't reveal, you know, like anything of that. It's kind of like a secret, but like not.
Okay. I'll lay this secret out. So I think most people for sure, my followers think that I eat perfect 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I am here to tell you guys that I coach my clients like this, and I do believe in balance, and there is more bad food out there than good. So if I am on vacation, sure, I'm going to get some ice cream, or I'm going to have that cheesecake, things like that. But like this time of the year here in New Orleans, it's Mardi Gras. And yes, I have a king cake sitting on my kitchen counter, and it's made from a glazed donut with vanilla icing on top and sprinkles. And yes, I did have a piece of that after dinner. So it is possible to live a clean eating life and know what you're doing, but also having that nice balance.
Totally. It's always about balance. That's like the key. In life, right? Not just with food.
For sure.
Everything.
In your mindset and everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I also do this like quick fire round, but it's regarding New York, but you've been here. So like you're familiar with New York. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask 5 questions and you say the one word or whatever, the first thing that comes to mind. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Okay.
Does this have to be New York related?
Yes, but it's not hard. It's really quick.
Okay. Okay.
If you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Busy.
Okay. Favorite thing about New York?
Subway.
Really? Okay.
I never ride a subway ever. We drive everywhere here. So I don't want a subway. Okay. I'm like, this is
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Least favorite thing about New York?
Probably traffic.
Mm-hmm. Favorite restaurant?
ABC Kitchen.
I knew it. And then I kind of feel like I know the answer to this one as well. But the last one is, if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
Probably Broadway shows.
Oh, okay, great. I thought you were gonna say like your clients and like the, you know.
Well, definitely that. Definitely that.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely that for sure. Yeah.
Okay. And now is your chance to plug away, Jen. So thank you so much for coming on my podcast. I know you mentioned you have a membership program, but what else can the world be on the lookout from you in 2026?
Yep. So everyone should definitely follow me on Wake Up and Read the Labels. I'm on Instagram. That's the handle, Wake Up and Read the Labels. I take you through the grocery store often, show you products, all the good things. For all the listeners, you can go to freemorningguide.com. You can find 3 common morning foods that are killing your energy and ruining your mood. So there's a clean protein powder, a clean bagel, and a clean almond milk. Shows you the difference in ingredients. Yes. And if you're looking to really jumpstart your life, get those clean swaps, get the community, get the content, go to wakeupjumpstart.com.
Amazing. And to everybody listening, I have this in the show notes, and anybody watching it, it's in the description. So be sure to follow Jen and keep up with what she's doing, because I just love it. And I'm sure you guys will too. But with that being said, thank you so, so much. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week. All right. Bye.
Thanks, Marianne. See ya.